I forget their names.
I now call to order the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice to the public of the time, date, place, and agenda for this meeting was published in the Aiken Standard as a legal notice on January 2nd, 2018. Notice to contiguous property owners was mailed on and signs posted on the properties on or before January 3rd, 2018. Notices were sent by January 19th, 2018 for posting on the city webpage, to the city clerk for posting on the finance administration notice board, and to the municipal building notice board 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information. Now that's according to section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. To the board, you have received copies of the January 4th, 2018, the regular meeting minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the approval of the meetings on January 4th.
I thought you had a question. Okay. A couple of times in here, it says the board members were asked on page one.
That's been corrected.
Okay. How about on the next page, the meeting schedule, 2000 meeting schedule?
I think all of that was corrected.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
It's been properly moved and second that the minutes of the January 4th, 2018 meetings be approved as presented. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand. The minutes are approved unanimously. Do we have the final orders?
We have now received the final orders from the fourth meeting due to the shorter turnaround time between from the city solicitor, so we don't have those to date.
Thank you. We'll move directly into new business. I call your attention to application 182003. That's a petition for a request for a special exception to allow a type 2 home occupation, and that's pursuant to section 3.4.5.B of the zoning ordinance. And the property is located at 212 Gatepost Lane. This is the property zone, planned residential. To the city, have you received any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
No comments.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation?
Staff has a brief presentation.
Thank you.
As you stated, the applicants, James and Teresa Roberts, they are under contract on this property from the owner of the property with the property owner's consent to apply for a special exception to allow a type 2 home occupation. type 1 home occupations under section 3.4.5B are allowed conditionally by the planning director. And the conditions for those include having and renewing a business license that has to be conducted entirely within a principal dwelling or integral part thereof with no outside storage, clearly incidental and secondary to the principal use of the dwelling as a residence, using not more than 25% of the gross floor area, does not affect residential character of the dwelling, does not create any disturbing or offensive noise, vibration, smoke, dust, or odor, heat, glare, unhealthy or unsightly condition, traffic problems, or parking problems, does not involve on-site sales or services, which include visits by customers of any sort, and is conducted only by persons residing within the premises. The difference between type 1 and type 2 primarily is that a type 2 home occupation will allow not more than one non-resident of the dwelling to be employed. So all of the type 1 criteria have to be satisfied, plus not more than one non-resident of the dwelling being employed, and then that the city codes regarding wiring, plumbing, anything of those sorts be addressed prior to issuance. Doesn't involve any on-site displays pertaining to that occupation, and is subject to inspection by the zoning official during normal business hours. So again, kind of predominant difference between the two is that it allows one outside employee to come and work on site. The applicant owns a logistics business and has an office at their current residence, and would like to be able to continue to employ a person that they have employed or a position that they have employed at the new residence, and that's why you have a special exception request before you for this type 2 home occupation. The residence is a single-family residence, consistent with other residences being constructed at the Village of Woodside in the same portion of that development. The development is a mixed-use development, so there are a mixture of uses allowed within the development. And staff would be available for any questions you might have.
Thank you. I want to commend the staff for a very thorough package. But I do want to make one statement that the Board of Zoning Appeal does not enforce homeowners association covenants. Thank you.
Correct. And then just to clarify, is that I believe there is a the state law is that we disclose that there are any that would apply, and by doing so, and usually that's done by a checkbox you see on the application, and so that's why the applicant submitted those with your packet.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have questions from the board to the city?
John,
I do. Why are we hearing this again? You stated, and I didn't quite catch it.
Sorry. Type 1 home occupations are ones, again, that can be approved administratively by staff. We define type 2 home occupations as that type 1 home occupation criteria plus, again, predominantly that not more than one non-resident of the dwelling be employed, and type 2 home occupations have to go through a special exception approval prior to being allowed on the subject property.
Okay. I have another question. And I'm not clear on this, but explain where the zoning ordinance rates with the covenants. How do they reconcile? I'm thinking of Article 10.15 and what they enclosed, and that they're addressing the zoning. It makes it sound like the zoning trumps the covenant, does it?
That is correct. As far as the city, the zoning does trump. The covenants are privately enforced. The zoning is enforced publicly by the municipality. And so therein is the difference.
But if the zoning board approves this, it's still up to the homeowners association as to whether they would allow it.
That's correct.
Okay. Is that what you asked?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, my apologies. One more clarification is that in your packet, I think we have as a potential condition of approval that the approval would run with the land. In this case, of a type 2 home occupation, that would be atypical. It would typically not run with the land. It would be with the property owner.
Okay. So is goes with the property owner?
Yes, and the applicants have requested to make that clarification as well, that this would just be for the applicants and not run with the land. So if the property were to sell, somebody would have to reapply for the type
of land. To run with the land, it would be permanent for that lot.
Correct. So that ceased to exist for a period of at least 12 months.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, looking at the plans, you know, if you're going to have an employee come into your house, is there anywhere you could show me where the employee would park and it wouldn't be out on the road? Other than in front of the garage?
There is a turnaround space in the driveway in front of by the garage, so that you can park a vehicle there.
Right. I say that when staff assessed it, it looked like there were the two off-street parking spaces within the garage, as well as it looks like two off-street parking spaces available on the parking apron of the house or driveway.
Okay.
Do we have additional questions from the board to the city? Thank you. I might explain that any person, if you wish to address the board, we ask that you please state your name and your address. If anyone wishes to receive copies of today's proceedings, you may sign up on the sign-up sheet just beyond the double doors, or you may call the planning department or receive copies of today's proceedings. Do we have Mr. or Mrs. Roberts available? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Teresa Roberts.
Yeah. You have received a copy of the package from the planning department. Do you wish to expound on the package or just respond to and from questions from the board?
To and from questions from the board is fine.
Thank you. Does the board have questions for Ms. Roberts?
I do.
John?
What exactly is trucking logistics?
Well, we own a trucking company. We haul fuel. We have for pilot travel centers. I have a state contract, our SENG, for their power plants. We we do the business in our trucking company. The trucks is out, you know, parked out in the county, and is where we do everything. We stay busy with pilot travel centers. We are a common carrier is what we do. And I have a contract with SENG.
So are your trucks those big tanker trucks?
Yes, the big tanker trucks, transport trucks.
Will there be any
opportunity
for smaller trucks, company pickup trucks, or other smaller fleet vehicles to find their way outside the house?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Now, will you be receiving boxes of things or just regular mail?
Just regular mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that will be for your company?
Yes.
As well as your private? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We get maybe UPS comes once a week to deliver the paperwork for payroll. And you know, other than that, there's just, you know, that's me and one employee.
Okay. Now, where they deliver the, what did they deliver the paperwork for the payroll? Just in an envelope type thing?
Small little paper envelope. Okay. It actually has the stubs, because they get everything pretty much online.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Roberts, I noticed that there's a parallelism on the covenants of the Homeowners Association and the Zoning Board ordinance, and that is you can have employees, but they use the word nuisance. Can you explain how you will not be a nuisance from the Zoning Board standpoint, having a home office in your residence?
Okay, well, we're real quiet, you know, because I'm not having traffic coming in and out. I don't have vendors coming. I don't have, you know, traffic at all, except for the one girl coming in. how we started doing a home business was my husband has had different health issues. 6 years ago, we battled cancer. He's had his 7th surgery last Wednesday down at MUSC in 2 years of different things. So that's how it became a home business, was it was more easier for me as a woman-owned business to be at home and be able to help with my husband and any needs that he needed. And that's how it always, that's how it came.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have other questions.
So prior to this, did you have an office where the trucking company is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Well, not at that where we park our trucks. We had a location in, we used to park down in Graniteville at one of the empty warehouses mm-hmm. down there. And I had ran the business from there. But, you know, him being with different health issues and going through cancer and things during that time, you know, it was dangerous on me being the only person in there, mm-hmm. you know, in a 40,000-foot warehouse mm-hmm. and staying down there, because we had problems, you know, being down there with, you know, local people or different ones in Brackettville or different places. And I feared for my life as a down there. My husband actually was came down there one day, and actually when I wasn't there, and ended up getting hurt from somebody. But no, we have our trucks are domiciled elsewhere, and you know, we don't have traffic or anyone to come in the home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Has the homeowner association for the village weighed in on any of this? I know we didn't receive any comments based on what staff has said, but have they weighed in to you all with regard to what you want to do and the type of home-based business you want to run with the one additional employee?
We have met with different ones of the homeowners association, and we've hadn't had, you know, they hadn't had any problems from anyone from.
This one might require my input. I'm Diana Peters, and I am here to represent the development company, the landowner. And as the landowner, we also have control over the neighborhood association. So what we've told the Roberts is that we would be willing to sell them the property and allow them to build their home there if they were able to get approval through the zoning board and doing everything correctly. And we have already reached out and either met or spoken with the vast majority of the owners that are already living in the village, and by and large we have support of all of the owners. So based on whether they get permission from you guys for the special exception, then they'll get approval from the neighborhood association to move forward.
So basically it's your job to enforce Article 10
yes.
of your covenants.
Yes.
So with the parking issue may be non-existent if that one employee with their one vehicle parks in your driveway, for instance, and I guess in worst case scenario they could be less than 200 yards down the street and park in some of the more commercial area that's just down the street from you. Is that right?
Right. And that is something we've discussed, and Mr. and Mrs. Roberts have also committed that if it became necessary that the one employee could park her vehicle in their garage.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have additional questions from the board to Ms. Roberts?
I have one other one. All these people that, you know, do everything for you, they never have an issue where they have to come and speak to you face to face?
Ma'am, the employees?
Mm-hmm.
No, I usually meet them at, like, where our yard, where we keep our trucks. Usually we, you know, I've had a great crew that's been with me since 2008. And so I have, you know, I've never had a real problem with them coming. They've never really come to the house and had to meet.
We're required to have an ambulance.
Sir, would you state your name and address, please?
I'm James Roberts. I'm her husband. We're required to have an annual safety meeting, and we do that off-site. We take them out to eat, and that's really the only time we gather, is either at Christmas time, somewhere away from the home, or our annual safety meeting. But really, no one's ever really comes to our home. And she was very eloquent the way she said it. And Mr. Kyle has known me a long time. I've been in a really bad way a long time with health issues. Teresa's taken on a very demanding business, better than I have been for 30 years. And by moving in at home, really has given me a chance to heal up again, because I just had a very major surgery last week down in USC. We just pray it's the last one. But we won't cause anybody any problems. We're very quiet. I'm planning on getting y'all a year award up here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do we have others to speak to the special exception request? Final call.
My name is Brian Alexander. I live at 233 Gatepost Lane, which is almost immediately across the street from this home. My concern is not so much what will happen in this particular instance with this particular owner, but what will happen when they sell the property. And I refer to page 1 of 5, looks like that. That is very different from any other structure on that street. And that causes me some concern. The reason it does is, again, because of any sale that would happen to this particular property and how that back end would be used. I have not...
Sir, would you please address the board? Would you please address the board? Thank you.
Yeah, so that's my concern.
But that's not the only house that would have a garage from another street.
It is not.
Right.
But that garage is very different from any other garage on the street. That's my concern.
And the way the city explained it, that if the our special exception, if granted, would only apply to the current occupants. If the house is sold, it does not go with the land.
I understand that. Again, it's two issues. One, how it looks today, or it will look when it is occupied, and then secondarily, it's at sale. That's my only concern.
There, don't you have architectural rules out there?
The architectural review board as part of the covenants. Yes.
Ian, hear me.
My name is Kent Baldwin. I also work with the development company, and I'm the president of our home building company as well.
And your address, sir? Address?
I live at 621 Colleton Avenue.
Thank you.
We do have an architectural review board that is part of the neighborhood association, and on the board is several members, two members that are residents in the community, as well as myself and some other members of our development company and our realty company. The architectural review board has reviewed these plans, and we feel that it's in keeping, with the other, many of the other homes that have been built out there. All the homes, if you've been out to the village, you've seen they all back up to an alley, so there's rear alley access for all the homes in the village. We have existing townhomes on Society Hill Drive, where we do have some two-story looking garages like this. This garage is only accessible from the interior of the house. It doesn't have an exterior entrance, which was an important criteria that we had on the Architectural Review Board, that it wasn't, you know, accessible from the outside with an independent exit. So you do have to go through this home, through the porch, into the house to get to the stairway to get up to the second floor. And in reviewing the plan, we felt that it was not an issue at all, and very much in keeping with a lot of traditional homes that are built, and that's kind of the look and feel that we're after in the village at Woodside.
Any questions from the board?
As far as actual square footage in the house, mm-hmm. does it compare with the others nearby?
It does. It's probably, there are a few homes that are slightly larger in footage, but this is probably in the top two-thirds in terms of square footage of homes that are in the village.
Okay.
So it's not the biggest by any means, and there are many homes that have less.
Okay, well, the immediate area surrounding it, how does it compare?
It's very similar. The home immediately to the left, the Beatty's have similar square footage, maybe 200 or 300 feet less. Along the rest of that street, there's many of the homes have second floors, so it's in keeping with the footage of the home as well as the styling and the look of the home.
So nobody's going to ride by and say, "Ooh, look at that house."
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And as a matter of fact, the front of the home, if you go back to the those drawings. The front of this home is a home that we've built a few other times in the village, and the only modification and the difference really here is how we've handled the garage and having the space above the garage.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
John? I'm unclear, sir, as to your objections again. Could you restate that for me, please?
Yeah. I'm not an architect, but my concern is with my own property. And
what I see from an elevation perspective is significantly different than the other homes that are in that community. That's my concern.
Have you addressed your concern with the Architectural Review Board of the Homeowners Association?
Say again, sir. I'm sorry.
I said, have you addressed your concern?
I didn't see this, and maybe I should have paid attention if this was available before, but I did not see this until this evening.
So your concern is more with the style of the house, not the fact that it is going to be used for a business?
I only become concerned if it's going to be used for a business after these folks sell it.
Okay.
How it will be used, if it's going to be held the way it is now, or if you approve it, that's fine. Okay, but it is different. It looks different from the other homes in the village, in my mind.
Sir, did you understand that? If this is approved, it doesn't go automatically to the next homeowner?
I understand that.
Okay. But you were thinking that they would try and do a business in it?
It's available. If the property is used that way now, it can be used that way in the future.
But the regulations, and this is what I want to make sure you understand, just the only employee they can have outside of their family would be one person?
Yes.
And they'd have to come to get a special exception again.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you understood that.
Do we have others to speak to the special exception requests? Final call. Others to speak to the special exception requests? Seeing here and none, the chair would entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Judy.
I would like to propose that we approve application number 18-92003 with the following stipulations: that the subject property comply with the requirement of section 3.4.5.b of the zoning ordinance, and the final order is to run with the property owner and to be recorded with the Aiken County RMC office.
Second. Been properly moved and second that we approve the special exception request. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I feel like that with the stipulations put on here, that it meets all the requirements of a Type 2. Now, you know, it clearly says that there can only be one employee outside of the family, and that, you know, no other businesses and outside activity be taken there. So I think that it's clearly states that it's going to be that one business in the office, and that meets with all the requirements.
And I feel like due to the fact that there won't be any additional traffic coming to the home other than the family that lives there and the one employee, because I'm always concerned about how it's going to affect the neighbors. I think it's meets that.
Mr. Chairman, also, just for enforcement purposes, I'm glad that the stipulation that the zoning official can enter during normal business hours to check the home-based business, but in addition to that, I'm going to make the gross assumption that the HOA would also be looking to ensure that there are no issues associated or something that could become a nuisance. I know the current business owners, but they say they're going to do what they do. I believe it. But I think between the homeowners association and the zoning official, things will be looked at very closely, or policed closely.
I think it also meets the 11 criteria we must look at.
Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raising the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. That is all of the items on the agenda. The chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So move.
I second.
We stand adjourned.
To get up to the office and let them know they're in.